The room on the other side of the bedroom is a bathroom. The three rooms together, in fact, form a sort of private suite, used, perhaps, during the occupation of the previous owner by some invalid who could not manage the stairs, but allowed by Mark to fall into disuse, save for the living room. At any rate, he never slept downstairs. Antony glanced at the bathroom, and then wandered into the bedroom, the room into which Cayley had been. The window was open, and he looked out at the well-kept grass beneath him, and the peaceful stretch of park beyond. And he felt very sorry for the owner of it all, who was now mixed up in so grim a business. "Cayley thinks he did it," said Antony to himself. "That's obvious. It explains why he wasted so much time banging on the door. Why should he try to break a lock when it's so much easier to break a window? Of course, he might just have lost his head. On the other hand, he might—well, he might have wanted to give his cousin a chance of getting away. The same about the police, and—oh, lots of things. Why, for instance, did we run all the way round the house in order to get to the windows? Surely there's a back way out through the hall. I must have a look later on." Antony, it will be observed, had by no means lost his head.